What's a trial close? A trial close is a closing question that's designed just simply to be able to ping the temperature of the air. Just simply to be able to say, like, how interested are you to be able to do something? And so an example of a trial close would be.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is no broke months.
If you're looking for more listings and you would like a step-by-step approach of how to do it, I invite you to an upcoming 5-day listing domination challenge where I'm going to show you exactly how to take listings in today's market and how to do so without door knocking, cold calling, or begging. You can register now to attend for free when you visit www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. And again, that's www.5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
What's a trial close in real estate? Real estate coach Dan Rochon of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents explains a trial close and gives examples of how to use it in your real estate business. Learn how to use a trial close to help you close more deals in this new No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents episode.
All right, so time back in. So now what we're going to do is we're going to walk through the house. As we walk through the house, I'm going to ask them 7 trial closes. What's a trial close? A trial close is a closing question that's designed just simply to be able to ping the temperature of the air. Just simply to be able to say, like, how interested are you to be able to do something? And so an example of a trial close would be, should we put the yard sign on that side of the yard, or should we put it on that side? Should we do open houses on Saturdays or Sundays or both? Would it be okay if I showed this to buyers all the way up till 9 p.m.? Are there any restricted hours? Should we hang the lockbox on that railing, or should we do it on the doorway there? You're going to ask them 7 trial closes as you're walking through the house. Also, as you're walking through the house, you're treating it like a forensic scientist. Without them noticing, you're looking at the house with the eyeballs. You're going up, you're going down, you're going left, you're going right. And it's almost like that forensic scientist that they're going through and they're looking for the evidence and they're roping out the territory and they're looking at every single inch throughout there. You're writing down every single thing that you see that could use some improvement. You're not mentioning it to them. You're going to mention to them later.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income, and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge, and I'll see you online. Bye.